Kicking off this edition of Redskins Nation with this man, Corey Lichtensteiger, who is moving on. We heard the announcement last week. Corey, good luck, first of all.
Thank you, Larry.
You're a good man, buddy. You're a good man. And give us your thought process on this decision.
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about for a while. And the way the past couple years went, you know, with getting hurt and getting put on IR, I kind of knew that my time, my clock was ticking down a little bit. And at this point, I knew I could kind of go out somewhat on my own terms. And I knew that if I tried to stretch it out a little bit, it was going to be switching teams. It was going to be competing for, you know, maybe not a starting role. And that's not something I'm really prepared to do at this point. Made it easy.
You had some real classy comments, I thought, the quote that you had in the press release last week about your time with this organization. And both of your head coaches here, Mike Shanahan and Jay Gruden, really had a lot of respect for you. In hindsight, how good was this move for you?
Yeah, I think it's the right move. You know, I've had a lot of discussions with coaches, with family, with teammates, and I don't think anybody inside my close circle was really surprised by this move. But, you know, I have a ton of respect for Jay. I have a ton of respect for Mike and the organization as a whole. And, you know, like I said in my letter, you need people that believe in you, that are loyal to you, and thankfully I've had that.
You know, Cooley was on the show last week, and he talked about the key to your success being reliability, dependability, and the fact that you always showed up game after game. Could you speak on that a little bit? Because I know you took a lot of pride on not missing.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, my career didn't end the way that it started like that. But, yeah, I never felt like I could take a play off. That wasn't how I was suited. That wasn't the ability level that I had I had to show up and I had to put 100% in at all times, or I wasn't going to get the job done. So I'm glad that translated into being seen as, you know, somewhat consistent, somewhat dependable, because I did pride myself in that.
What was the key to your success on the football field? You're never the biggest offensive lineman. You and I have joked about how low you will go now that you're no longer playing. But in hindsight, what was the key to your success in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it was just having a motor and overachieving. You know, I think it was always, I always felt like if I didn't put my 100% effort in, that I wasn't going to be very good. And you know, having people that believed in me, being with great coaches, great players, and you know, I like to think that there was a mental component there that kind of helped me along the way. Being undersized, you had to be smarter, you had to be a little quicker, you had to use good technique. So I tried to utilize every tool in my toolbox to try to get the job done.
Coach Gibbs used to have, he still has a saying, super smart, and I think you are in that classification. Go ahead, Charlie. There you go. He's super smart. That's Corey Lichtensteiger. Was that something you learned along the way? Who are some of the people you learned the most from? Because you did come across as a very cerebral player and excelled at that offensive line position while not being the biggest guy out there.
Yeah, I would have to credit that, you know, not only to coaching, but some of the influences early on in my career, the guys in Denver, like Casey Wigman was there, Tom Nalen was there.
Remember that name.
Casey Raubach when I came here.
Sure.
You know, there's been a lot of veteran players when I was young that I looked at and I said, I kind of want to be like that when I'm older, and you try to emulate the things that they do, the way they prepare, the way they practice, and, you know, maybe be a little salty in the process.
I like the saltiness to you, Rob. You guys, the offensive linemen are a breed apart. I always say offensive linemen have to be super smart. That's a unit within a unit. You ask an offensive lineman, they're going to tell you they're the smartest guys on the team, right?
Yeah, I think we're a little more humble than that, but
yeah.
I wouldn't deny it.
What are you going to miss the most, man? What are you going to miss the most as you now you head down the sunset?
Well, I'm going to miss the guys. You know, that's probably first and foremost. But I think that I'm going to miss the competitive nature of the job and playing in front of 70, 90,000 people on Sundays. You know, that will always be a memory for me. And I think at whatever level I decide to be involved with football from here on out, it's going to be hard to compare to what I've already seen and the games that I've played in.
Favorite moment or two in the burgundy and gold for Corey Lichtensteiger was what?
See, yeah, somebody just asked me this, and I was thinking about it. Probably the seven straight games that we won in 2012
right.
to make it to the playoffs. And you know, any playoff appearance is always special. So even though we didn't win, we had a couple while I was here, and playing in those games is always awesome. But there's too many to really even mention. It's just I have nothing but great memories of this organization and my time in the NFL.
And you're raising almost an entire offensive line at home, aren't you?
Yeah, more of a basketball team.
Okay.
But four boys, yeah. They eat like offensive linemen.
They do. Well, they're going to eat some of what you don't eat anymore.
That's right.
Because you're going to get training. And I know, hey, don't be a stranger here, man. I mean, you know, always a Redskin. You're going to always be thought of as a lifelong Redskin. You had a good stint in Denver. But Corey Lichtensteiger, you represented the colors in proud fashion here with the Redskins.
Thank you very much, Larry.
You're a good man. Don't
you
be
too.
A stranger, buddy.
I won't.
I don't want to get too sappy.